love, the Commodores, on your radio station of love. For 90 years, we're known as WRJN. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, known since 1959 as Glenn Klein. I'm in the studio with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst, and we have Racine City Police Chief Art Howell, Lauren Devine, and Claire Holland of Visioning a Greater Racine. How great are the Commodores, Chief Howell?
They are fantastic. Lionel Richie did well in his solo career, but as a musician, I followed Commodore since the 70s, so great group.
The 70s? What were you, four?
No, I was a little older. A little older.
How old are you?
I am 54 years old.
54. The station is celebrating on December 6th our 90th anniversary.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Awesome.
The man behind you in the news center, the great Tom Carco, been sitting there for 37 years reporting local news.
Yeah, he mentored me when I was a public information officer, and starting from 95 to 2000. So
he did?
He certainly did.
What did he do?
Just much like yourself, easy person to talk to. I was nervous. I was a relatively new sergeant, and I was responsible for responding to police matters publicly. And so Tom was one of the people that kind of helped nurture me along the way.
He's a very nurturing man.
He is. He actually is.
You guys, well, not really you, but the people that perpetrate the crime that you help fight, keep him in business.
We do. That indeed, that is the case.
It's the best local news coverage in the business. I'm telling you, I've been listening to and on radio my entire life. He and Janet Hoff, I mean, they are a local treasure here.
I don't say it just because he's a friend, but he actually is pretty good at what he does, and that's why he's been able to do it for so many years.
And then that's why he is the great Tom Carco.
There you have it.
Lauren Devine is an attorney. What kind of a law do you do, Lauren?
I do mostly estate planning and probate and estate litigation, so people fighting over their family stuff.
Very exciting.
It is very exciting, yes.
You ever get depressed about it?
No, I have, you know, a little kitten at home that keeps me happy.
And what is your kitten's name?
My kitten's name is Gatsby.
Gatsby?
Yes.
Who'd you name Gatsby after?
After the great Jay Gatsby.
When did you graduate from Park?
I graduated from Park in 2007, and I know that that is a subtle way of you asking how old I am.
Not really. Although it is, I guess. Where'd you go to law school?
I went to law school at the University of Wisconsin.
Badgers.
Go Badgers, yes.
They're not going to break the playoff
rankings. I don't think so. I don't think so, but I hope that we will be the Big Ten champions.
Did you go to undergrad there as well?
I did. I am a double Badger.
Wow. I graduated in 82.
Oh, wow.
That's a subtle way of me telling you how old I am. I am, well, Eichhorst is the oldest in the studio.
What year did you graduate high school?
69.
Wow. The summer of love. And Claire Holland is here. Where'd you go to high school, Claire?
I'm from Texas originally.
They have high schools there.
Yeah, they do, believe it or not. Yeah. North Texas, Gainesville, Texas.
Gainesville,
small town.
What was
north of Dallas?
North Gainesville High School?
Yes.
And what is their nickname?
The Mighty Leopards.
The Mighty Leopards.
Yes.
We like that name, Mark, though.
Yeah, we were good at football.
You kind of have a leopard scarf on, and they're honored a little bit.
Well, sort of. It's polka dots, yeah, if you want to go there.
It's leopard dotted. All right, so we're talking about visioning a greater Racine. And obviously we need people's participation, and we need their intelligence. We need their intensity. We need their energy. And we have a great example in our community of somebody who brings it, who is one of the greatest advocates for Racine, and he's Mayor John Dickert. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN. We're speaking with Racine Mayor John Dickert. So what is it going to take to move this community forward economically?
I will tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take everybody coming together and helping us out and working together, because we can't do this all by ourselves, number one. And number two, for the naysayers, and I've said this from day one and I'll say it again, if you're going to sit there and you're not going to help, then get away from the tracks, because we're going to run you over.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend.
So either get on board or get out of the way. We're going to transform the city and this county. People are going to want to be here, and they're going to be here because it's going to be a great place to live, work, and play.
Can I get a witness?
Amen, brother.
What will they tell them next?
Slew it!
Glenn Klein, middays on your radio friend, WRJF.
I love when Mayor Dickert gets all fired up.
So do I.
He talked about naysayers in that quote. How do you deal with people that are really skeptical about what you guys are doing?
Well, I think it starts with just going out into the community to listen to what people have to say. I think whenever you have naysayers, generally what you have is people who are either misinformed, underinformed, or
they're just looking for something to complain about.
Yeah, but you have to start with the assumption that you can actually influence perspective by giving additional information. And so as opposed to just dismissing everyone as a naysayer, stop and ask what their perspective is first, and you may actually be able to bring some more people along. Now, certainly there are people who at the end of the day are just not going to participate, but we're going to start with the assumption that if we give people an opportunity to have a voice, that they will.
One of my favorite sayings comes from Helen Keller, who was once asked, what could be worse than not being able to see? And she said, being able to see with no vision. And
ooh,
I think
good
that
one, good one, Mark.
And I think that fits this organization perfectly. I love the name of it, Visioning a Greater Racine, which I think says that this is a pretty great place to live, work, and play as it is now, but we can be a lot better. And again, going out and getting people's ideas, as you will be doing on the December 8th out at Case High School. Do you have that same feeling? Are the people on the board Visioning a Greater Racine have that same attitude that, yeah, this is a pretty good place to live, work, and play, but we can be better?
Definitely. That's what it's all about. I mean, there were people who did some things. You look at the lakefront, you look at the development that Lynn Ziolkowski was behind. That was pretty visionary, right, to actually build out into the lake. Took a lot of resources, took a lot of vision to do that. And what we're attempting to do may not be at that level in terms of a physical structure, but it's the same way in terms of trying to build a better community for 20 years down the road.
It's a community change event. It's December 8th. It's going to be at Case High School. Be a part of the change. Let your voice be heard. What's going to be happening specifically at that event, Claire?
We're really excited about this event, again, on December 8th. We're going to be talking about Racine's past, our history of invention, and that's why we're calling it Invention City 2.0. So many cool things that have happened in the past in Racine. We're also going to have a great number of representatives from the community, including Chief Howell, including the leader of Visioning a Greater Racine, including the mayor and a number of other people.
Don't take him off, the mayor.
No.
Because he'll get all
oh,
over
you. Oh, you told me about how he gets all
And, of course,
like that.
The county czar, Jonathan Delagrave. You know, we changed his title.
Oh, the czar.
He's still the county executive, but I didn't think it was regal enough.
Yeah,
so county
he's a regal guy. I see him at the gym in the mornings. He's very regal.
I bet he eats breakfast.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He totally does.
Jonathan Delagrave will
be
there.
Yeah, he'll be with us as well. Dr. Lolly Hawes, the superintendent of RSUD, Racine Unified School District, and a few other people.
So Rodney Prunty from
United
from
Way.
We love
he's
him.
A great guy.
Yeah, great guy.
So we'll be talking about the past. We'll be talking about what's going on currently to make Racine a better place to live, work, and play. And we're going to be asking people to participate in a visioning session so we can talk about what people want in the future. So if you look at it big picture, it's past, present, and future. We're turning it on its back, though. We're going to start with the future and then talk about a little bit about the past and what we're doing today, and then give people the opportunity to hear from these community leaders.
It's December 8th from 6 until 8 at the Case High School Theater. The website is visioningagreaterracine.org. Non-for-profit.
That's right.
You get a slush fund, Lauren, from the organization?
No, I wish.
Of course, you probably just do fine just being an attorney.
That's right. Any donation that you make is tax deductible. So we encourage people to make donations on our website.
Well, we have been talking about Visioning a Greater Racine with Claire Holland and Lauren Devine. They're on the board. Police Chief Art Howell in the studio in the great city of Racine. So you got any breaking news? What crime is happening right now that we could tip the great Tom Carco off to?
Well, fortunately for us, there's no breaking news that way.
That's good.
But I think since you've given me the opportunity to have the floor, I just want to mention really quickly other board members. We have, in addition to Claire and Lauren, we have Dave Rhodes, Kay Greger, Ray Kokeri, Mike Frontier, Minister Yusuf Buckley, Ola Bayou, Tammy Hayward, and Trevor Young, and Bill Streeter.
And Tom Bueller will be there. He's Absolutely. The guy that he's the one that came up with the whole idea, right?
He's the man, yeah.
Tom Bueller
the dream and the vision.
Is the man. Well, you guys are the people. Thank you so much for coming in, putting up with me. Mark, always good to see you in your Racine hat.
Good, and have a great vacation down in Tampa. We'll see you in about 11 days or so.
Lord willing, if the creek don't rise, and if my plane don't go down. Because you never know.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine. FM 98.1 Kenosha and FM 99.9 Racine.
See, I like to just be realistic on this thing. I take these challenges on, you know, just straight ahead. And, you know, did you see that plane went down in Brazil with the soccer team?
Soccer team.
How horrible was that? Yeah. This is why I say, if you love somebody, tell them every time because you never know. It's 11 o'clock, your hour of power and more information as we acknowledge that knowledge and information are power, follows WRJN covering the world.
Tennessee wildfires, crash investigation. I'm Jim Ascendio. National Guard troops are headed to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.